This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall on Tuesday and Wednesday was mainly a quarter inch or less across the Columbia Basin. The heaviest was a half to three quarters of an inch in the Dayton area. You can expect multiple weather systems to continue moving across the area during these next 7 days. A cold front will bring scattered light showers today, and additional weather systems are expected Sunday and Tuesday with rainfall amounts of a quarter to half inch. So far, the drought monitor has not shown much improvement across the Columbia Basin, as we're still abnormally dry to a moderate drought. In areas that have received 1 to 2 inches of moisture in the last month, soil moisture has improved down to around 1 foot. We still need another 3 to 4 inches of moisture, though, to reach field capacity on the deeper soils. Mountain snowpack has improved about 10 percentage points this week and should increase again through much of next week. Look for temperatures to average 5 to 8 degrees above normal through next midweek. Soil temperatures have warmed into the mid and upper 30s and will likely show slight warming the next few days. There does not appear to be any intrusions of Arctic air expected through Christmas, so livestock's cold stress should be minimal and farm-to-market transport should not experience any significant delays. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center has updated the monthly El Nino outlook and is continuing the El Nino watch with an 80% chance of a weak El Nino this winter and a 50 to 60% chance continuing into this spring. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.